Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 15th at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street. Everybody's welcome to attend, and you do not have to have a ham license to become a member of the club. All right, if somebody would like to pick up the net on a regularly scheduled time, please contact somebody here in the club, and we can definitely set that up for you. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ. Hi, Jeff.
Okay, there's two. We'll start at the top with Dan and 2OIQ. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff and Jack and everybody else that may be coming in this evening. Well, ain't too much going on here. I was just watching the TV and looking around here in the radio room, and that's about it. Ain't too much. It's kind of quiet day here today, so anyways. But doctor's appointment tomorrow in Herkimer, down to Bassett Healthcare Center there, and get checked up and see what's go from there, I guess. Just a routine checkup, that's all that is. So, you know, we'll do our prostrates and all that good stuff. So, anyway, see what happens. Well, not too much going on here. I'm just waiting for spring. I guess better weather's coming maybe end of the week, maybe next week. And then watch the sun there when he gets going with his sugar bush there. Marlin sap and all that stuff, that'd be kind of fun too, so. Anyways, so back to you, Jeff, have a good evening, and Jack, I hope everything's fine with you and Carol. Talk to you later, and to YQ.
Okay, Dan, well, good luck with the appointment there tomorrow, and have a good rest of your Sunday there. Kick back, relax a little bit. That's what I plan on doing. All right, well, we'll step on over there to Jack there, KA2ZNZ. I was sad to see the end of the game there last night, but what you going to do? I guess they had a good run. What's going on with you tonight?
Yeah, they had a good run, but unfortunately, the pattern for the last, let's say, month, maybe 2 months, the pattern was there. They play one good game, and the next game, like last night, in my opinion, they didn't even know where the hell they were. See, that, I mean, that was the attitude that seemed to come across. And that's what's hurt them this season, because they could have finished up much, much better than they did, that's for sure. Anyway, enough of that. Hello, Dan. And give our best to your family there. Good to talk with you and good to hear you there. And anything else, let's see, we got probably up to about 28 today at the highest I've had anyways. Right now we're down to 18 with a few flurries around. I mean, nothing staying, but it's a few flurries in the air. So with that, we'll say 7-3s to all. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. Well, thanks for checking in there, and yeah, we've had a pretty much similar day here, though. We did have quite a bit of sun, and wherever that sun touched, the snow melted. So, that's a good sign. All right, you have a good one, and thanks for checking in. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any other check-ins?
Okay, to the LA.
KA2 VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KA2 AIT, good evening, Jim. This is KA2 VLA. Well, we went to church this morning at 8 o'clock and there's a service. Come back and read the newspaper. Went up to Westline to roast beef, I guess. They had a delicious dinner. They put on a Reformed church up there. So we got home and took my usual nap. And we had company tonight. The kids come in. So we had a nice visit. Guess that's all the news. Mostly 73s. And thank you for the party last night. That was very good. Betty and I enjoyed it. I know my hearing aids got back working, but I sure worked on.
All right, Clint, sounds like you had a busier day than me, but sounds like you had a good one. Yeah, it was good to see you guys there yesterday. We had a good turnout. It went on until about, I don't know, 10 o'clock or so before everybody left, and it was a long day. And I slept in this morning, I can tell you that for sure. But it was good to see you guys there, and we have it every year, so we look forward to seeing you next year. All right, Clint. Thanks. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins.
DC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening. What's going on?
I just walked in the door and just got home from an afternoon off at Long Pond I guess you'd say east of Long Pond, maybe south of the east, I don't know, south, north, and east, but went up to the Oswegatchie Educational Center and stopped in and had the little refreshments for they're doing Maple Weekend. Took the snowmobile, drove up there and unloaded the snowmobile and took a ride down Long Pond and a big long loop around. Come back and had a couple more things to a couple of muffin and soda and whatever, and then took another loop to try and find a road that I passed by on my way out that the sign implied came back to the main road. Well, that was kind of an orienteering day. And it was real nice weather. I got out late because I got on the radio here in the morning on 80 meters on North Country Group and then fooled around, did this, that, and the other thing. And so I really didn't leave here until I wanted to maybe leave here at 10, and that was, I don't know, 11:30 or something. But it worked out okay. I rode about, well, if I had gotten up there at 9 or 10, I would have done more riding. But I think I did about 65 miles. A lot of it was just exploring some of the back trails and trying to figure out where I was. I think I kind of got the lay of the land. I've been up there, but years ago, and not where I was today. So, of course, they weren't making any maple syrup. There's no sap running yet. Next weekend, probably. And I worked all day yesterday, basically, and, you know, I came home here, and then of course read emails and the posts of the Facebook things and all that, and I said, darn, I totally forgot about it. I probably could have headed from where I was, which was down in, Lyons Falls and that area, and come down. And I kind of forgot about it, and by the time I got home, I was kind of tired, and so I decided I wasn't going to go back out. So I missed the party, but maybe we'll make it next year. It's 14 degrees. It's real clear. I guess it's going to be cold tonight and sunny tomorrow. I don't know. Every time I looked at the forecast, it changed a little bit. Yes, it was going to be, they said it was going to be cloudy and snowy today, and some snow, but that certainly didn't happen. It cleared right up. So who knows? KC2WI. All right, Pete.
Yeah. Well, we'll have it again next year, so maybe it won't be so snowy this time. Next year, we'll have to see. But all right. I'm glad you had a good weekend there. And thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. It's KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Myself, I just kind of loafed around the house today. I haven't done much of anything at all. Watched a lot of TV. We had that party last night, and St. Patrick's Day party, and that took it out of me. It took 3 days to get this place ready, and all the food we had to cook up and stuff, and a bunch of other things we had to run and get done, and I was just kind of beat. I wanted to take a day off and just relax a little bit, so that's what I did, and that's what I continue to do for the rest of the day. So not much else to report than that. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service. Now return the frequency of the amateur use. I'd like to thank Dan, Jack, Clint, and Pete for checking in tonight. State 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
says KB2KLJ for the United County Traffic Emergency, Matt. Currently being held on 14517. Are there any stations with or without traffic? Says KB2KLJ for Octon. Okay, quite night here tonight. Final call for Octon, four stations with or without traffic. Final call for Octon, any stations with or without traffic, final call. Okay, nothing late tonight, KB2KLJ, clear.